Yes, dictating for patient David York. My name is Dr. Adolfo Weiss. In regards to a recent visit today on January 28th of 2025, patient comes in diaphoretic, pale, tachycardic with a heart rate of 140. On initial evaluation, we felt that the patient was more than likely suffering a low pressure, blood pressure episode. It was directed to go to the emergency room. At any emergency room, and because of the emergent situation, I had actually recommended him to go next door to the nearest emergency room. Shortly after this, while he was sitting down and he said he was feeling better, he came back to the urgent care for me to see him and explained to him that, look, this was a significant change in his health. I did not know why his blood pressure had actually dropped. He went on explaining to me that he had taken Losartan and that Losartan makes his blood pressure go down. As far as I'm concerned, that medication was DC'd approximately 2 months ago. But apparently he had not gotten the information, but we'd actually told him just to stay on the propanol. Well, he had recently been discharged from the hospital. And I believe that, I'm not entirely sure where, which hospital, I think it was in Herman Memorial, where they told him not to take Losartan. Today, he took Losartan 100 milligrams once a day. I've explained to him that he cannot be taking the Losartan. He cannot be taking Losartan every time because his blood pressure drops. To stay with the propanolol, 20 milligrams three times a day as directed by the hospital, and continue with the rest of his multiple medications. Also noted that he wanted Xanax. I explained to him that I was very uncomfortable of prescribing Xanax 1 milligram once a day, but I would do it as an exception this time, and that I would go ahead and give it to him. But because of the diaphoresis, because of the lowering of the blood pressure, I counseled him not to be taking the Losartan. Wrote in his chart not to be prescribing Losartan if at any time needs to be prescribed anything, to avoid Losartan due to adverse reaction. Apparently, he had been taking Losartan for 2 years. He's never had any major medical problems with it until recently. And entirely, we do not know the nature of the change in terms of how he tolerated the medication, but we know that he cannot take it. He was given all his prescriptions as he wanted and explained to him that, you know, because of the combination of many medications, including narcotics, morphine, and several other medications, that to avoid Losartan at all cost. I also had a conversation with Mr. Philip Simple, nurse practitioner, and I explained to him that the last time that he had actually prescribed the medication, but apparently he does not remember exactly, but he had told him already also to stop. I believe that was on basically the last visit that he had, which was 10-28-24. I do not see a copy of any prescriptions for Losartan, but apparently the pharmacy says that he got a prescription for Losartan, which is highly unusual considering that he had actually stopped it. Perhaps maybe it was leftover prescriptions from before. 10-28-24. Today is, again, January 28th of 2025. The last time that he was with us was basically he had actually come back from a urinary catheter removal here in the office, and he was placed on Cipro, and he did very well. At present time, patient will follow instructions of not to take Losartan anymore and to stick with metoprolol. Correction. The propranolol, Inderol, 20 milligrams three times a day. This is Dr. Dolfo Wise for today's date, January 28th, 2025, for Mr. York David. Date of birth is 3/9/1969.